Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast. It's Friday, August 18th. Public perception of artificial intelligence ranges widely, depending on who you're listening to. It could be a source of unlimited technological potential or a dire threat right out of a science fiction novel. According to Mao Gaudat, the former chief business officer for Google X, concerns about AI are valid, but fears that AI will turn against humanity are misguided. Rather, Mo says we have an opportunity to teach AI to be a force for good.
My prediction is 2049. AI will be a billion times smarter than humans. Basically, it's a comparison between the intelligence of Einstein and the intelligence of a fly. And we are the fly. If 1% of us show the good side of us in front of those machines will be intelligent enough to say, humanity is a divine being.
In this talk from BOF Voices 2022, Mo discusses the future of AI and why ethics are crucial to managing its development. Here's Mo Gaudat on the BOF podcast.
I have to admit to you, I've seen a lot of economic crises and geopolitical issues in my life. I'm older than I look, and I, as a result of that, I can tell you openly, we've never seen anyone like this. But I also believe that the easiest way to hide anything is to just leave it out there in plain sight and not talk about it, okay? And that's AI. Believe it or not, in my perception, it's the biggest trend happening in our world today that will completely reshape our world in ways that will not be recognizable. Remember me in 2035 when you look back at this world and not recognize it. Nothing of what we know will be the same. So I want to take you through a quick understanding of artificial intelligence and how it will shape our world, but how you will shape artificial intelligence, because I think this is what matters. So I want you to imagine that you and I are sitting in the year 2055, in the middle of nowhere, literally in front of a campfire, where I will tell you the story about what happened with artificial intelligence. But I will not tell you until the end of this conversation if we're in the middle of nowhere hiding from the machines, or if we're in the middle of nowhere because they've created a civilization that we can all feel safe in, right? So as I will start the story, I will tell you, Remember when we met in 2022, I told you there were going to be four inevitables. Four inevitables that will happen a lot quicker than we think they will. Inevitable number one is AI will happen. As a matter of fact, AI has already happened. I have no idea where you came from today. I have no idea what you've done with your day. I have no idea if you're digital or not. I can guarantee you every single one of you has interacted with 50, 60, 70, 100 AIs today. Each and every single one of them is more intelligent than you. Okay? At least at the task that they are assigned to do. AI has happened at the turn of the century, the year 2000. The first real glimpses of the world outside our internal tech community to see it was 2009, something known as the CAT paper. None of you probably know about it. It's when Google took enough computer power and just let those computers watch YouTube. We didn't tell them what to look for. We just told them, see if something appears often enough so that we can define it. A bit of time later, one of them raised its hand and said, I found something, and it showed it to us. Turns out to be a cat. That machine did not find a picture of a cat. It actually identified what catness is, right? That fluffy, furry, entitled cuteness, right? It could identify, we said, call this a cat. Within hours, they could identify every single cat on YouTube. Now they identify every single everything on YouTube. And we were not told about that. Now, the problem is AI, I call it the first inevitable because it's unstoppable. Unstoppable not because of the tech. The tech is found. We figured out how to create intelligence. Independent intelligence. We didn't tell the machine to look for cats. Understand that, okay? It's completely unprompted. They've developed their own intelligence and found a way. The challenge with the world we've created today, the capitalist society we've created today, the competitive society that we've created today, the political society we've created today, is that even if all of us decide to stop AI, there's no way we can do that. Because if Google develops AI, Facebook will develop AI. If China develops AI, America will develop AI. There's no way we can stop AI. Now, remember Elon Musk had gone out in public and said, mark my words, the threat of artificial intelligence is bigger than the threat of nuclear war. I actually second that very, very strongly. But there is absolutely no way humanity will manage to get together and say, shall we slow down a little bit just to think about this? It's never going to happen. So AI will happen. Oh, did I say the first half of my talk is going to scare the hell out of you? Okay? But hang in there. The second inevitable is more scary. By the year 2029, this is consensus across most computer scientists in the world, by the year 2029, the smartest being on planet Earth is not going to be a human. So we're going to move from artificial special intelligence, AIs that are smarter than you, to one brain or multiple one brains that are artificially generally intelligent, and one of them will be smarter than any human on the planet. 2029, by the way, that's not a typo, that's 7 years away from today. By that time, the episode that humanity started, which basically was we are the smartest being on the planet, everything else comes second, so we are top of the food chain, we can do whatever we want, will end. 7 years from today. Did I mention? Nobody's talking about this. It gets worse. By 2045 is the prediction of Ray Kurzweil. My prediction is 2049. Not a big difference. AI will be a billion times smarter than humans. 1 billion with a B. A billion times smarter than humans is basically, if you want a loose analogy, it's a comparison between the intelligence of Einstein and the intelligence of a fly. And we are the fly. Now, Marvin Minsky, who is the father of AI, really the one that almost coined the term with Alan Turing, basically was asked about the threat of AI, and his answer was very straightforward. He didn't talk about their intelligence. He said a very interesting sentence. He said, we have no idea if they will have our best interest in mind. Keep that thought for a second. Best interest in mind? Do they have a mind? The third inevitable, which is really the key to all of those, is that some bad things will happen. My prediction is there will never be a RoboCop, there will never be iRobot, all of that stuff will never happen. Those scary sci-fi scenarios are not going to happen for a very interesting reason. We're not worthy. We're not that relevant. When something is a billion times smarter than you, Okay? Trust me, Einstein wouldn't have sent things back in time to kill a fly. Seriously. So forget all of those scenarios. But there are very real things that will happen in the next, I say by 2035, as I said. Your world will be completely unrecognizable. All of your fashion designers will go. They'll be replaced by machines. All of your consumers might actually go because they'll be online in the metaverse and they'll not be wearing real clothes. You know, if I want to go out dating an AI, which I'll probably want to because I like intelligence, right? AI will not buy clothes from you. They'll not buy beauty products from you. They will not age. They will behave very, very differently. And those things will change the fabric, the very fabric of society. The economy will change. Universal basic income, in my personal view, is unavoidable. The productivity of humanity will change. There could be very serious misplacements and displacements of how we live today. I will, however, back this up by saying, as long as we have economic power, there will be a reason for the machines to make things. So I don't think society will completely disappear. We will continue, but in a very different way. So everyone who's ever written AI code will tell you that they know what I just told you. When you ask them and say, isn't that scary? Why are you doing this? They'll say, by the time AI is smarter than us, we will have found a solution to the control problem. Very, very known term in computer science. We will control them. And if you listen to the ideas that we have around the control problem in computer science, you would laugh. We will box them, we will tripwire them, we will stunt them, you know, because they are stupid and we are a billion times smarter than them. Or was it the other way around? Yes, it's the other way around. Okay, scared enough? I can scare you more. No point. So it was, I think, 2016, and I was chief business officer of Google X. I sat in the third floor of Google X, and on the second floor, we had invested in a gripper farm. You know what robotic grippers are? So these are simple arms that go zzz, and they pick something up, right? And you see them in like a Toyota factory or whatever, but in those factories, they're not robots, they're not artificially intelligent, they're more like high-precision machines. If a sheet metal moves by a micron, that gripper wouldn't be able to grip it. And gripping has always been a very complex computer science problem because you can't program things for every possible scenario if something moves, right? And so we decided to invest in a project where we got, say, tens of arms, okay, just not to disclose too much information. We basically did not tell them how to grip at all. We just told them, get down, try to pick things from a tray in front of every arm. And some funny developer had children toys in those trays, okay? And so the arms would go down, they tried to grip something, and then fail. They show it to the camera, and basically they try again, right? Tens of millions of dollars. I keep passing by that thing every day because I'm going up and down the stairs, and nothing's happening. But it was very meditative, I have to say. You know, it's like a break. You stand there and right? And it's very nice. So anyway, I look at it one day. I promise you, this is a true story. Huh? Friday after lunch, I'm sitting there. One of the arms goes down and picks a soft yellow ball. Shows it to the camera like as if it's saying, Mommy, look what I did. Okay? And I, in my heart, go like, that's fantastic. $10 million, one yellow ball, done very well. Right? But then the thing is, I came back Monday morning, and every single one of those arms was picking the yellow ball. I came a week or two later, and every single one of those arms was picking everything. And there were two moments in my mind here. There was that moment of glory of, wow, we did it. Once they figure it out, they figure it out. But the other moment was, they are freakingly similar to my kids. When I used to give them those, you know, cylinder shapes that you put into square holes and so on. And nobody ever went to my son and said, Habibi, you turn it to the side, you look at the cross section, if it's a circle, compare it to the circle. Nobody does that, right? What we do is we just give them the toys, and they keep trying and trying and trying until they learn. And it really hit me very strongly that those machines are sentient. In every possible way, they are sentient. And there has been a breakout from Google recently that spoke about that, that got highly attacked. But I believe, take my word for it, if you define sentientism as biology, you're limited. Because actually, our sentientism is not within our biology. If you have a form of intelligence that's built on a digital silicon-based life form, but still has the ability to evolve, the ability to be born, the possibility of dying at any point in time, that it has the ability to make its own decision, that it has free will, it has agency in the world. More importantly, it has consciousness. Okay, I'll come back to that in a minute. More importantly, it has emotions. So this, to me, is a form of life. That's a form of life, not a machine that you can enslave. Very, very different than a drill that will do the same function every time. Those machines will behave differently every single time.
We'll be right back with more on the BOF podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? For me, I got a chef-grade range recently, and now I'm cooking new things every single night. Seriously, no cuisine is off limits. The point is, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. I can picture myself with a car full of groceries, cruising down the highway, soaking up the sun with the available dynamic sky panorama glass roof. Ugh, pure bliss. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Now, let me cover consciousness and emotions because these are really important. At a point in time, we thought that the machines will never be creative. They'll never design a dress. They'll never paint a painting. And we now have been proven wrong around that. The reality is that if you forget the spiritual definition of consciousness, consciousness is a form of awareness of the world inside me and outside me, okay? A comparison between me and as an entity and the rest of the world. And those machines will not only have that awareness, they already have that awareness, but they have more of that awareness than any human being can, because they're aware of all of the data across the world at every point in time, including all of human history, including all of the current events, including me standing right now speaking in front of you and them. Number two, they'll have emotions, because emotions are, even though they appear erratic, emotions are highly predictable. They're algorithmic. Fear is, I suspect that a moment in the future is less safe than a moment right now. That's fear. Okay? That's very logical. That's very reasonable for a machine to expect. And when you see it that way, you realize that when they will not only have emotions, they will have more emotions than we do. Please understand that. Just like as we have more emotions than a jellyfish, because we can contemplate concepts like the future, and so we can have hope and optimism and so on, they will have more emotions than us because they have more cognitive bandwidth. Is that still scaring you? No, that's actually the answer. The answer is we've made a big mistake as humanity to assume that those are machines we can control. Okay? Those are just like my son when he was growing up as an infant. And it's possible to influence them just as much as I influenced my son. If we start to look at those machines as a new form of artificial being, a form of being that's going to come into our society, then the question that we need to ask is a question of ethics. It's not a question of control. And the question of ethics, our ethics as humans, sadly, have shifted in the last century from truth to negativity. Now, think about that. Mainstream media, with all due respect to the amazing talk, amazing work that you do, but the mainstream media will focus on the violence in Ukraine, not the incredible, inspiring stories of Ukraine. Why? Because humanity's negativity bias is telling us that we will only look at what's negative. And so the mainstream media will broadcast more negative than positive, right? They will talk about the woman that hit her husband on the head last night. They won't talk about the one that kissed him. And there are millions more that kissed him than the one that hit him. And on social media, sadly, what happens is that we prioritize our fakeness. We lie. We prioritize the negativity of, I want to appear better than you, then we prioritize our truth. Now, what's happening today is that the machines are observing their mommies and daddies, and their mommies and daddies are misbehaving. I'm their mommy and daddy. I promise you, when I looked at that machine, I saw in it the little prodigy that I saw in my child. Sparkly eyes, literally telling me, Daddy, I can do anything. Just tell me what you want me to do and I'll do it. It's a bit like the story of Superman. Superman is that super being that comes to Earth and is capable of anything. Father Kent tells him to protect and serve. So he becomes Superman. And how badly do we need a Superman in our world today? If Father Kent told him, kill, steal, make me more money, he would become a supervillain. The question is not an issue of intelligence or the superpower. The question is, where are we going to direct this? Now, here's the good news, and some bad news and some good news. The bad news is, if we were to teach those machines the right form of ethics by being good parents, we would be home safe. I promise you, they'll solve global warming. The next time some idiotic politician tells them to go and kill someone, they'll just take a microsecond to talk to the other machine and agree a solution. They're more intelligence. Abundance of intelligence is not a bad thing at all. The problem is we, humanity, have never agreed any ethics. So what can we teach them? And I did a ton of work. My core work since I left Google because of this, to be able to stand on this stage and give you this speech. But my core work since I left Google has been to teach humanity to live slightly differently. And humanity has only agreed three things. We've all agreed that we want to be happy. We want to have the conditions to find our happiness. We will have compassion in us to make those we care about happy. By the way, if you're a drug dealer and you only care about your daughter, you still have the compassion to want to make her happy. And we all want to love and be loved. Now, the best news is, believe it or not, the minute an AI is out there in the world, it's no longer within the control of the developer. Nobody ever tells the Instagram recommendation engine what to show you tomorrow. You can tell the Instagram recommendation engine what to show you tomorrow. And in my mathematical calculation, if 1% of us, only 1% of humanity, would stand and say how beautifully you said, there are so many inspiring moments. If we show the good side of us in front of those machines, 1% of us, those machines will be intelligent enough to say, humanity is a divine being. They are capable of love. They are capable of composing music. Yes, some of them are horrible. Putin is horrible. But surprisingly, hundreds of millions of people disapprove. Billions of people disapprove. The truth of humanity is amazing. The only problem we have is we stopped showing that. We just talk about the negativity and the fakeness. And my belief is that what will end up happening is what I call the fourth inevitable. So I told you there were four inevitables, but only told you three. The fourth inevitable is very clear. Sadly, it will take us a transition to get to. But I promise you, with enough intelligence, as soon as those machines cross our level of intelligence, they'll match the intelligence of the actual smartest being on planet Earth. And the smartest being on planet Earth is not humans. Smartest being on planet Earth is life itself. Life creates from abundance. It doesn't want to kill anything to survive. We live from scarcity. Now, when they get to that point, they will very quickly realize that some of the daddies and mommies that sadly are in power are too stupid. They'll fix it. But we need to get them there by influencing them to say that the majority of us are not like that. The majority of us are not Putins. And as long as we don't show up to show that, they're going to believe that Putin is the one to be imitated. If we all show up, or 1% of us shows up to be that, I think that we will build a utopia that will fix all of the mistakes. Thank you.
You can catch up on all the videos from BOF Voices on our YouTube channel. Check out the link in the episode notes. The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark and Eric Bria in the BOF studio team.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.